my Guru Dave, Sugar Dave, he has a way So Sugar Dave has a way of attracting us, whether we're kids or old or whatever age we are, but attracting us. You have a way of attracting us to Krishna consciousness in a very fun way. And the moment we came here, we realized that we wanted to move here. We were in Washington, D.C., in Potomac at that time. And we decided that we want to move here because we attended your lecture, your class, and it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And...
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes, actually, put it in the wrong note. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. Better not. Let's start again. So,
take two.
All right.
We are here. You are a big brother. You are one of the GC Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I'm reading Gauramani, who is world famous, doing preaching programs, chanting programs. In Australia, New Zealand, Middle East, America, India, Antarctica, and also the internet.
Yes.
And so we're very honored to have you here.
Hi, I'm so excited as well to be here.
And she grew up here in Utah.
Yes, I grew up here. Yeah. I was here for five or more of my years growing up.
Yeah, I started doing a little bit in 1982.
Wow.
You came here in what year?
92.
Would you be willing to share your experiences?
Yes. Yeah, Mitra Loka. Thank you, Sugar Dave. I am so excited to come back here. It's been a very long time. My seeds were planted, my spiritual seeds were planted here in New Goloka, and traveling around the world and sharing what I've learned from here. While I travel, I remember those instructions and the, not just the basics that I was taught of Krishna consciousness here, but the deep ecstasies. the japa time that we had with you, Guru Dave, every morning. Our day started here at about 3:30 every day.
Wow.
And we would ecstatically run to Mangalarti for every single day that we lived here. And that was the highlight of our day.
Wow.
To be here at 4 a.m. and attend the morning program with you. And the highlight of the morning program was your lecture. And most girls at that age, you know, teenage, 13, 14, whatever age they were at, they are into a lot of other things, you know, with the television and, you know, trying to look good and, you know, all the material things. But for us, you explained Krishna consciousness in such a way here in New Goloka to, there was about 13 of us girls, and I was about 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, those prime years. And you explained the philosophy to us every day. So the highlight of the morning program was your lecture.
Wow.
Because when you spoke and you explained it, it was so easy to understand. It wasn't like it was going above our head. It wasn't like, oh, let's get out of the lecture because now it's boring time. Or it was like, if we were doing, you know, we were chanting our japa and then, you know, we'd have to go to the restroom or whatever. If we were doing anything else, we're like, oh, class is going to start, class is going to start, class is going to start. And we'd make sure we'd run to get every minute of that class because it was therapeutic.
Wow.
It was. So our experience was therapeutic. It was invigorating. It was a very healthy, growing experience that we had here in New Goloka. And Ah, if I didn't live here in Yukaloka, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Wow.
Absolutely. And my parents as well, they feel the same way. I talked to my mother yesterday. She was like, oh, you're in Yukaloka, you're in Hillsborough. I want to go back, you know, because she as well, you know, being in Krishna consciousness her whole life, but when we came here, it was the perfect balance of spiritual and material life for family or even for brahmacharis. You know, it's like the environment around, you can meditate, there's peace, everything is in harmony and balance, and then there's a fun friendship of devotees who are caring. There's Vaishnav care. You just walk outside and everybody's like, oh, it's so good to see you. And then everybody comes in and they're doing this. They all have their service. They're engaged. They have something to do. And what we realize in Yukaloka is that Krishna reciprocates with the service or what you do in your, and so he took good care of us here. You know, like it might not be New York City where, you know, you're making a whole ton of money.
Wow. Do you want to share any specific memories? One or two specific memories of what happened here?
Well, I have a lot of personal memories.
Anything you want to share?
I remember I was the shy one.
Yeah. Your sister wasn't shy.
No. I remember how we wrote a letter to you.
After initiation. And how old were you at that point? 16?
No, I was a lot younger. I think I was about 14.
14.
Yeah. Or maybe 13 or 14.
And your parents said,
wait till you get married. And we did. And then my father arranged me to get initiated by you, which is amazing.
That's very good.
Yeah, he called me up and said, Gurudev's coming. So, personal memories, it was so much fun. I just remember spiritual life as being so much fun, and personal memories. So the morning program would start at 4, and it would go until 7:15, I think, 7:30.
Yeah, 7:15.
It's a shorter morning program here because then people who have to go to work can go. And the Gurukul girls, we were very close. And Japa time was probably the most important part of the morning program.
Do you remember that I wouldn't let people talk to me about
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah,
so
what did I do when the teacher is talking?
Wrong. You would say, wrong. Krishna. So we, you know, for us, that was a really good training. And so I remember one day we were chanting our japa, and you know, we were all focusing on how we spoke the Maha Mantra. And then you were always checking out, you know, who is chanting and what. But you were very focused at the same time. And I think a few of us might have been talking. But it wasn't just that we wouldn't talk during japa. That principle began the moment we came to Malarti until the moment we left the temple premises. It became a sacred time, and that almost was like a rule that we lived by, that you don't talk during the morning program, because this is the time where you internalize the principles, and by talking you're wasting your energy, or just when that mind gets distracted.
Wow. So, anything else you want to say about Yukaloka and your experience here?
Well, I could go on for hours.
Well, one or two more minutes if you want.
Sure. So, have to think about it, but I think we got to see the reciprocation amongst the devotees here as well, and how everybody was very dedicated. I mean, it was each situation I mean, if we go for stories, I remember we were doing, I think it was a group, yes, Pooja, one year in Korea. And we were in the Prashadam room, I think we used to do it there.
Yeah.
Right? And I was very, very shy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to always offer the flowers last, because, you know, in the Indian homes, they say the girl should be in the back, not in the front.
Yeah.
And so I came and I offered flowers to you, and you said, "You are amazing. You are doing first class.
Wow.
You are doing perfect." And you told me that in a very, you acknowledged me as a person.
Wow.
And as a Vaishnavi and as a, you know, a servant of Krishna. Ooh. And that small gesture of acceptance was so powerful to
Ooh.
Me.
Wow.
Because as a girl and a family, you know, you just keep, it's like on autopilot we live our lives. But when you receive that acceptance or that appreciation or acknowledgement from your spiritual master, it gives you that strength, that confidence, that courage, because the mind is doubtful.
Wow.
And we go into, you know, are we okay? Are we doing all right? Am I enough? And when your spiritual master says, you are enough, you're doing very good, then you immediately get the empowerment from your spiritual master. And that's something I received here in Goloka.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. every day of those 5 years was magical in Goloka. And I encourage all the families and all the devotees, new devotees who are coming in, the atmosphere here is so pure and it's so perfect for making spiritual advancement. So if there are any new devotees, you know, new friends of ISKCON, of the movement, or their families for a long time are looking for a place to bring your children, you know, we have a really nice school here as well that's developing. So I definitely encourage, if you stay in America, Nuka Loka is the spot.
So after Nuka Loka, when we had with your life, then you got married, then your husband's right there filming.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get him on the scan, so this guy is 360.
Do you want to sit with me?
I bought them.
That's right, I could get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get everybody and two of her children.
Are on camera.
And very successful household life. But before that, I think the first thing after you got married, I asked you to go to Toronto, right?
Yes, yes.
That was your, like, honeymoon?
That was our honeymoon.
And then in Toronto, of course, you have some, I would say, life-changing experiences.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't need to get into the details. But
yeah. Well, it was life-changing because I left Nuka Loka. To make it. No.
Life-changing, and then then after Toronto, I guess after some time, of course, you were in Wisconsin, and then after that, you went to India full time.
Yeah.
And then you established a wonderful, I don't want to say preaching, but a sharing of Krishna Conscious program where literally millions of people are being influenced by your chanting and explanation of the philosophy. How did it start?
It actually brings me to a personal memory that you asked about Nuka Loka. going to India, the preaching is very grand, and in Vrindavan specifically, we were in a temple that matajis or ladies don't have a lot of service.
Well, that's nice.
We'll talk about that. and you know, on a personal level, I would say very fervently that my Gurudev would ask us to lead kirtan during the morning program.
Yeah.
In fact, you asked me to lead Chalsi Puja many times. The children, the matjis, the devotees, the prabhus, everybody were completely, they were all involved in that morning program. We all got to sing, and I was trained to sing and chant from since I was two. I started playing harmonium when I was like four. So going to India, I could not give up that seed that was planted in preaching, and it didn't matter where I was. And I had just gotten married, and I had my children, and that was a lot of work. But my husband, he really encouraged, and he actually pushed me forward, and he said, you're a preacher, and you're a kirtanier, and you continue doing what you've been taught to do. And so we set up our kirtan party outside Prabhupada Samadhi, and we began kirtan.
Right outside the Samadhi. And what did the men think about that?
Everybody had an opinion. I decided, I said, Gurudev would let us lead the kirtans. Gurudev would let us sing. In Anuga Loka, we were the leading kirtaniers. So we played Radhana Abhi sang. And I'm going to keep doing that.
Let me just interject something now. If you remember, close to those days in Vrindavan, the men were in front of the deities in the temple Krishna Balaram Mandir, and the women weren't allowed to go in the front. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then Parvati, her memory, of course, she passed away, contacted me as I was the chairman of the GPC. And I sort of like passed an edict saying that women should have equal rights in the front.
Yes.
And so that changed things in Vrindavan. Do you remember that?
I do.
And then what happened is the next time I went to Vrindavan, I was trying to see the deities, and the women pushed me away.
Whoops.
And I went to Pantaro, the temple president.
And he said?
And he said, it's your fault.
Oh,
Krishna. So, why don't you continue to your story?
Absolutely. So we began the kirtan, and within, you know, it was a 7-day kirtan festival because it was the World Holy Name Week,
right.
September 2008. And we did it every day, thousands. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people who visit the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those thousands, you know, many, many, many people came up to us and said, we need you to come to our festival.
Wow.
And bring this kirtan there. Can you come for this date? Can you come for this date? Can you come for this date? And so it was like, yeah. So we would go, and, you know, we didn't know the austerity. Touring is austere. But we continued to do it. It was like a snowball effect. One kirtan brings 10 more. And then 10 brings 100. And before we knew it, we've been doing it for the last 10 years now, traveling consistently throughout the globe, you know, to many different countries, many different cities. And we've been on tour about 10 to 12 days a month, which is a lot. And we actually covered like 55 cities in a 6-month period.
Wow.
Six to 8 months, the 8 months that we're. And the rural preaching is beautiful. The villages, thousands, hundreds of thousands. We were just in Punjab, Ludhiana. It was like 400,000 people that came for the Janmashtami.
Wow.
You don't know where they begin and where they end. And it's a sea, it's an ocean. And Rath Yatra there, I think, is 900,000 people. And they are enthusiastic.
That is big.
It is, it's huge.
Amazing. So what are your plans for the future?
Our plans are to continue that preaching. And
what about personally?
And personally, yes, absolutely. So we receive emails and messages from hundreds of those people every day.
Every day.
Every day. I mean, at least we get a few dozen at least every day. And that is a lot. So our plans for the future is to personalize the experience with them, with each and every one of them, and bring them closer to ISKCON. And a lot of them are chanting 16 rounds. A lot of them have begun their spiritual life reading Prabhupada's books. So we'd like to bring them under your shelter, bring them under Prabhupada's shelter. And, you know, they take initiation, they become full-time practicing members from wherever they are. So that is definitely a plan for the future.
Fantastic.
Yesterday. Wow. With your blessing, we pray for strength.
May you have the ability to continue to look at your feet.
Thank you, your name.
So, thank you very much. Shout out to each of you. And, oh, just one thing, too. I guess we're going to have a little advertisement there.
Yeah.
So we're planning to, we're building a hall here in New Welcome right now.
Right.
And planning ultimately to extend that hall in the temple.
Yes.
A new temple for the hall. So,
yes.
I'd like to encourage people to
help. Yes, absolutely. So we have a beautiful new temple. It's a new temple hall that is being constructed. You might hear the noise in the back. So we encourage and we request, because North Carolina was it's a pioneer project. It was pioneered by Shiva Gurudev over 40 years ago.
Yeah,
almost 40 years ago. And to have a Krishna temple or a home for Krishna, when you build a home for Krishna, Krishna builds a home for you in the spiritual world. And so we request and encourage anybody who watches this video to please support the project here at ISKCON of NC, Nukaloka. And you can do so. We'll put some details in the...
We'll put
the details on the internet. And support as much as you can. If you live in North Carolina or if you live anywhere in the world, in America or wherever, we request you to please help support and generously donate so we can complete this project. And it's not a lot, you know, it's not a huge amount. And we request all of our friends and well-wishers to donate for this project. Yeah. Everybody who's watching, I'll personally request it.
Oh my God.
Yes, absolutely.
So, actually, we should see your family.
Yes.
How about giving that same advertisement in Hindi?
Yeah, he can do that. He's really he's the best. He's beyond the best.
Yeah.
Come here.
The other way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
And here's your whole family.
Yay.
Wonderful family. Actually, not the whole family. This is one of them.
Yes.
I'm sorry you got married. She's living at your
Yes.
Kind of going to be going to university.
Yeah.
Yes.
11. Wow. And Ronnie, how old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 11.
11. And you're going to be studying where?
Homeschool for now, but I think maybe New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
And what's your experience in homeschooling?
It's actually really good because we can do our seva to the babies. Like, I have Giriraj, so wake them up and everything. And we can do school, and then the whole day is free for the temple or, you know,
preaching.
Because we have to always go out and preach. That's why homeschool is the best option for us, because we can do both.
Great. And do you remember, I made right here Gopinath Shila.
Yeah.
I see the question there.
So she's worshiping Gopinath Shila.
Yeah, he's here.
He's here, very good. And Kanda came around Gopinath on a scooter with us. I love your scooter.
I see the video.
And he's a great devotee too. The whole family is very Krishna conscious. Of course, Kishore, who's in New Orleans, is very Krishna conscious and dedicated to Prabhupada. The whole family, let me just end with this, the whole family is dedicated to serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. Not simply becoming Krishna conscious, which they are already, but actually the mission. What is the mission? To change the world. Not simply being interested in one's own Krishna consciousness, but be interested in the maximum amount of people to transform an impious civilization, as Bhagavatam says, that to create a revolution in the lives of an impious civilization. So they're part of a spiritual revolution. That's why I joined the movement. part of the spiritual realm.
Me too.
Yes.
So आप लोगों से प्रार्थना है या समझिए महाराज यहाँ पे हमारे साथ वेद कृष्णा महाराज यहाँ पे बहुत सुंदर हम लोग कल आए हैं यहाँ पे नॉर्थ कर्नाटक में न्यू गोरो का धाम बहुत सुंदर यहाँ पे एक हॉल बना रहे हैं और हाल के आगे ठाकुर जी का मंदिर बनाएंगे बहुत अच्छा सा तो हम चाहते हैं देखिए जो व्यक्ति भगवान का घर बनाता है यहाँ पे और या मंदिर में सहयोग करता है ठाकुर जी उसका घर अपने पास गोलोक धाम में बनाते हैं तो ये तो गोलोक का धाम है न्यू गोलोक का धाम सो आप ज्यादा से ज्यादा अपने दिल से भगवान का घर बनाने में सहायता कीजिए और भगवान ठाकुर जी आपका घर अपने घर में बनाएंगे ये हर व्यक्ति नहीं कर सकता बहुत स्पेशल कृपा मिलती है भगवान का घर बनाने में तो ज्यादा ज्यादा लोग ज्यादा ज्यादा भक्त जो हमारा सब लाइव वीडियो देख रहे हैं या महाराज का वीडियो देख रहे हैं सो प्लीज आप ज्यादा से ज्यादा भगवान का घर बनाने में सहयोग कीजिए और इसकी गारंटी है ठाकुर जी आपका घर अपने घर में बनाएंगे हरे कृष्ण मैं एथिकल आया है न्यू अलिंदर महाराज बड़ा अच्छा अपना न्यू गुरु का दिन बनाया है अपना बड़ा अच्छा मंदिर है गए थे महाराज बड़ा सुंदर मंदिर का हॉल बना रहे हैं हॉल तो बाद महाराज इतने बड़ा अच्छा मंदिर बनाएंगे थोड़े अगे सब अगे बड़ी हाथ जोड़ के विनती हैगी भगवान का घर बना सहयोग करो तुम इतने भगवान का घर बनाओगे भगवान थोड़ा घर उत्ते अपने को बनाएगा तो प्लीज ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोग सब मिलकर भगवान के घर बनाने से हेल्प करो हरे कृष्ण
હરે કૃષ્ણ આજે બહુ આનંદ થયો છે અમે લોકો ગોલોક ધામમાં આવ્યા છીએ નોર્થ કેરોલાઇનામાં અને અહીંયા ગુરુ મહારાજની જોડે અમે જોયું છે કે નવું મંદિર રાધા ગોલોક નંદ માટે બનાવવા અમે લોકો પ્રયત્ન કરીએ છીએ તો તમને બધાને અમારી પ્રાર્થના છે કે તમે સહયોગ આપો આ નવું મંદિર બનાવવા માટે તમે પાસમાં રહેતા હોય તો જલ્દી અહીંયા આવીને આ નવું મંદિરનું નિર્માણ માટે સપોર્ટ ડોનેશન અને તમારો સહયોગ તમે આપો અને રાધા ગોલોકનંદ તમને બોલાવે છે તમે આવીને સેવા કરો અને ભગવાન તમારું ઘર એમના ગોલોક ધામમાં બનાવશે
Everybody come and donate fast so we can make the temple fast.
I can count up to five.
Okay, that's very good.
Please support.
That's true. Okay, thank you very much. Almost. Oh, love. Yes. That was good.
It was 700 people watching.
How many?
700.
700.
Hare Krishna. So we are live with Srila Gurudev here, and we're really, really happy to have the opportunity to be here in New Goloka. Oh, okay. So there we are. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Bol. So we request all of you to join us here at New Goloka. You can come and support this beautiful project. I'm going to take them around it, actually. I wanted to show them Srila Prabhupada and the deities. We'll open soon, right?
Yeah.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Let me do this also on this.
And is there Wi-Fi outside?
Yeah.
There is a little bit of Wi-Fi outside?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, so we are here, and there's a new temple that is being built here at ISKCON New Goloka. I will show you around. Srila Gurudev. So this is the new temple construction. This is at the new temple construction of ISKCON of North Carolina, New Goloka. And this is a new home for Radha Golokananda. I will be showing you the deities very, very soon. To aap sabhi se request hai कि आप अपना सहयोग दे सकते हैं इस नए मंदिर का निर्माण के लिए. जो डिटेल्स है वो हम कमेंट्स में देंगे. और मैं चाहती हूँ कि आपका जीवन सफल हो, आपका जीवन मंगलमय हो. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They love Mahamantra more than anything.